What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome if you're just joining us. Welcome back if you're tuning back in. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, there's a huge debate coming up on Friday. Senator Tammy Baldwin's going to be teeing off against the carpetbagger, otherwise known as Eric Hovde, banker extraordinaire from California. They're going to have their one and only debate this Friday. Civic Media has got you covered. That debate's being hosted by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. You're going to want to tune in for this special coverage. We're going to have pre-debate coverage, again, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Check it out. But right now, I want to talk with a reporter from ProPublica. Her name is Megan O'Matt. She just did a piece on the most generous way to put it would be the Dropbox kerfuffle in Wisconsin. But of course, her reporting comes within this much broader context, right? Wisconsinites, we blew over $1 million so Robin Voss could task former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman on the wild goose chase, MyPillow fandango to find some sort of irregularities in the election. Nothing came of it. But, you know, we blew $1 million of your hard-earned taxpayer money on it. We've got the big lie that continues to be perpetuated by the former president. The vice president can't say who actually won the election in 2022 on the debate stage. We're seeing, again, indicators across the country that Republicans are frankly trying to change the rules of the game right before the game is supposed to be played. And all of this then getting the cherry on top of the guano sundae with Donald Trump promising that he's going to sick the National Guard and the military after his political opponents. So I'm really excited to bring Megan onto the show to talk about her reporting of this ballot box kerfuffle. And just today, everybody, we heard, I believe it was either late yesterday or early today, a Georgia Superior Court judge, in response to the loosening of rules around election certification by the Georgia Election Commission, said that when the state law says the words shall certify the election by a specific date in November, it actually means that election clerks shall certify the election results by a certain date in November. That decision just coming down, a blow to the efforts to basically steal votes from folks by Republicans in the state of Georgia. We got Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin purging tens of thousands of voters off the rolls, violating the 90-day rule, where that's not supposed to happen once you get within the window of 90 days before an election. All kinds of things going on across the country. And with all of this in mind, we very humbly and gratefully welcome reporter Megan O'Malley from ProPublica. Thanks for making time, Megan.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, there are some really interesting details in your reporting. Tell us, most of us are familiar with the fact that we had this sheriff in Dodge County arguably bullying local clerks into not offering drop boxes. We know that Wausau Mayor Doug Diney decided to just, you know, take his dolly and roll away a drop box. But you got into some of the other details that people may not be so familiar with. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's just so interesting overall that these are they're boxes and that they are really, really controversial in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Here you had the mayor, as you said, absconding with one. You have a local are debating whether voters should return their ballot in them. You have documentaries made about them. You have two, not one, but two Supreme Court decisions about these decisions in order to make it easier
I'm going to hop in, Megan. We're having a wee bit of trouble hearing you. So I just put our studio line in the chat. Why don't you go ahead and give us a call so we can hear you loud and clear? I want to fill people in on the background of this movie that Megan referred to, which she discusses in her piece for ProPublica. Again, this is Megan O'Matt. She's a reporter for ProPublica. This movie y'all have heard of this. This was the 2000 Mule fantasy film. 2000 Mules, totally discredited, not based on fact, and they got sued, both the media distributor, Salem Media Group, as well as the filmmaker and others involved with the film. Salem Media Group, the distributor, has since apologized for the film and the misstatements, the misinformation included therein, and they have removed it from circulation. And the litigation is proceeding against the filmmaker and others because, again, it's hogwash. So this is all part of that meta context of what's going on. Megan, please continue. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, sorry about that technical difficulty. Yeah, so obviously there's been all this kind of commotion about it, and ProPublica decided to sort of put this all together for people to see an overview how this election will be different than the last time, where it was during COVID, and more a lot of places turned to using drop boxes because a lot of voters didn't trust the mail or didn't make it in time or didn't feel that they wanted to be in a very, you know, crowded polling place during that day. They wanted to return their ballot to the box or to the clerk directly. And after that movie came out, you know, there just grew to be all of this suspicion, and the movie, as you know, has been debunked. So, but that it's been a lasting problem here. I think especially for folks that are still distrust this ballot drop box.
Yeah, it's really interesting because Republicans themselves, there's this sort of, it's almost talking out of both sides of their mouths a bit, right? Because on the one hand, you had Republicans after the 2020 election and Donald Trump himself deriding the use of drop boxes and, in fact, suing over it in the state of Wisconsin. We ended up with two Supreme Court decisions finally clarifying that, indeed, the drop boxes are legal and within a city clerk's discretion to use. So all of this criticism of the drop boxes, and now Donald Trump and many Republicans advocating mail-in ballots and drop boxes and vote early. It seems totally inconsistent. What's going on here?
Yes, exactly. And one thing that I was really interested in was that, I don't know if your listeners have heard of True the Vote, but that is an organization that has really fostered doubt about elections and helped inspire the 2000 Mules movie. And Catherine has been on social media in the last few weeks giving a tour of drop boxes, which is which I thought was pretty interesting. She was in Madison showing how here's a drop box in front of a fire station, and look, the slot is small enough that you couldn't put anything else in the drop box. So she declared it, you know, that while she still didn't trust them, if you have to use them, then this one looked like a pretty good one. At the same time, her group and others are saying that they want to live stream them and have people watch them around the clock. So I don't really know what message voters are getting from this. It definitely is a mixed message, I think, you know, that here we want to swamp the vote. We want you to vote early. We'll want you to vote by many means. But at the same time, we think that these boxes need to be watched around the clock, videotaped around the clock, and so on.
It's weird. I'll use that word. And that's my language, not reporter Megan Omatsis from ProPublica. And you were referring to Catherine. This is Catherine Engelbrecht. She is founder of True the Vote, who is trafficked in a lot of misinformation and conspiracy theories around drop boxes. And of course, we've got U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde saying that there should be like citizen brigades watching the drop boxes. I can think of nothing more that would be actually less productive related to elections than sitting around watching drop boxes. If somebody wants to get involved, listen, you can be a poll monitor. You can volunteer to do all these things. But it is this weird sort of doublespeak where at the one time they seem to question them, and on the other hand, they seem to encourage people to use them. One of the things that you pointed out in your piece is that, for example, the city of Brookfield has voted and decided not to offer the drop boxes based on some advice from their city attorney at the time that the precautions to help ensure that they were secure and to allay voters' fears are now too onerous, which again seems like the world has sort of turned on its head. Republicans in more conservative jurisdictions wanted greater Dropbox security. They are now given recommendations for greater Dropbox security, but now we won't use them because they require greater Dropbox security. Am I getting that mostly correct, Megan?
Yeah, so when I looked at the guidance, it's just guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It's not too dissimilar from what they had out there in 2020, and that's that, you know, you would like the box to be bolted to the ground so nobody can make off with it. You want it to be there to be a log of people that are opening the ballot, the box, and when they're opening it. You want a chain of custody, basically a recording of that. So they did lay out different steps versus kinds of seals and locks on the boxes and labeling and things. And again, their guidelines, their recommendations, their best practices, if you want to say. But it seems that some cities have found them onerous, and they may be worried about legal trouble later. You know, if they miss a step, would that, you know, somehow invalidate things or get them in trouble? I mean, already Catherine Engelbrecht has asked, made public records requests for all the footage of these drop boxes, and undoubtedly to be used if need be in litigation later on.
And if that footage exists, she will be entitled to it as it is an open record. You spoke with Brittany Vulich, who is a Wisconsin campaign manager for the nonpartisan voting rights group All Voting is Local. And she made a really fascinating point that you included in your article. What was it, Megan? We've got just a little bit over a minute left.
Well, many of these election clerks are women, and Brittany felt that basically that these mayors and sheriffs and council men that are handing down these votes and pressure not to use drop boxes are undermining their authority. So they're undermining the authority of the female election clerks. And the Supreme Court said very clearly that this is a decision of the election clerks on whether or not to use the drop boxes.
Yeah, it's as someone who has advised election clerks in my prior capacity as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel, and advised an election commission in my former job, I have an idea. We should leave election administration to the actual election experts who have been doing this for years and years and years. The vast number of election clerks in this state have been in their positions for a long time, unless effectively they've gotten bullied and scared out of the job since the 2020 election. It's high time, again, we trust the folks who are experts as opposed to partisans who happen to, you know, catch which way the wind is blowing and not be bothered with too many facts or reality. Megan, thank you so much for your excellent reporting and for making time for us here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Folks, that's Megan O'Matz. She's a reporter with ProPublica. Just put out a piece about a week ago on the battle drop box kerfuffle here in the state of Wisconsin. You can go check that out at www.propublica.org. I'm going to be back with some final thoughts on all of this mess right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. All night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.